My name is Emil Hermanyhorses. I am a curator at the National Museum of the American Indian, and I'm also a member of the Oglala Lakota tribe. Today I want to talk to you about Red Cloud. His Lakota name was Makbia Luta, which meant Red Cloud. Red Cloud was and still is a prominent historical figure among the Oglala Lakota. Looking at this photograph, I remember in the for myself, in the early 1970s, being in high school, and it was during that time where the American Indian Movement was quite prominent, and Native identity amongst a lot of us younger people at that time. This photograph, along with photographs much like the photograph of Red Shirt, these were posters that many of us had hanging on our bedroom walls at that time. Even though it's clear that Red Cloud in this image is in a studio setting, but he has on this shirt that it's a powerful shirt with hair locks off it, which many of us understand that the hair locks were taken from enemy. And so this shirt is not a shirt that anyone can wear. Today they're recognized as chief shirts, and people had to have a right to be able to wear a shirt like this. Now, I don't believe this is his shirt. Maybe it might be a prop, but what's also striking about this image is to see Red Cloud, who is one of the chiefs that went to Washington to talk with, at that time, the great white father. But you see him humbly sitting here with a single eagle feather in his hair, when actually his war accomplishments, he should be sitting here with a full bonnet. But it shows the humility of this person to have that single feather in his hair and his hair loosely hanging off the back. You also see a cane in his hand, which was a gift. But you see him sitting in this studio setting with a fake rock, and clearly, portraits of that time were done like this.